joining us now to talk about crime and especially this big headline that someone has now been busted for pushing the Queen's New York grandmother down the steps is New York's mayor, America's greatest mayor ever, and my friend Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, great to have you here on the show.
Great to be with you, Rita. You know, you're my favorite.
Oh, well, by the way, back at you, my friend, back at you. You know what? You know what isn't my favorite is this guy. It's a 16-year-old boy. Did you hear this? He got busted.
Yep.
And he's the one who pushed this Queen's grandmother down the church. She's going to church. It's 8:20 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And he knocks her over. She's out. He robs her. She's in ICU still at this point. And now he's like crying a river, we're hearing, at the jail. Boo-hoo-hoo me. Your reaction?
My reaction is he should stay in jail. He should be treated as a aggravated offender. And he should be given an extension of his sentence. I mean, I don't know if we still have him left in New York law, but we used to have, and of course they use him against the J6 people in Washington. We used to have the ability to extend sentences because crimes were particularly heinous. That should be done to him. And this is a great example, you know, to say to all the rest of the people that consider committing crimes that are marginal, like I guess that are going to cry about it. Don't cry about it because you can get put in jail, pal.
Why is he not, Rudy Giuliani, charged with attempted murder? I was looking at the charges against him, and
oh, yeah.
It's assault. And I mean, that's murder. You push an old woman, a 68-year-old woman, at the top of a stairs, and you push her down. She is out cold. He robs her then he goes down, doesn't say, how you doing? He robs her, then he takes her car. The only reason he's busted is they found apparently a fingerprint on the car, because the car was left like 3 miles away from the scene. But he didn't know if she was alive or dead, and she's still fighting for her life right now. Why is he not charged with attempted murder?
Because we live in a democratic dictatorship, and we're not unlike Philadelphia or St. Louis, or I'll give you any other place, where the criminals are treated as the most important citizens in society. They're actually let out of prison in large numbers. And they're never charged with the offense they actually commit. They're charged with some lesser offense, so they can be let out very, very quickly. I mean, I don't know. I just pick one out for you. I mean, just in the last 4 years, we've let 27 cop killers go free. What kind of state lets 27 cop killers go free? But a state that likes criminals and hates cops. I mean, there are probably 7,000 to 9,000 people walking the streets, Rita, that if I were mayor, or Bloomberg, for that matter, would be in jail. Because, and those 7,000 to 9,000 people are the people who are committing the crimes that hurt, from minor crimes to rapes and murders. And it's because of Adams, it's because of Hochul, it's because of Cuomo, it's because of Hastie, the complete idiot in the Assembly who says that, you know, deterrence doesn't stop crime. I don't know where they come up with these ideas. They're Marxist, but they're also crazy and stupid. But they've got our city back. I mean, I just came back from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all I get are like you've lost your best friend. You know, I feel so sorry about the city. We used to come there when you were mayor and Bloomberg was mayor. We won't come there now. We were just in the city. It looks awful. It feels awful. The homeless all over the place, people threatening you. One lady had things thrown at her, and she was called racial epithets, white woman. She and her daughter, she said, I'll never take my daughter back there again. So, I mean, this takes us back, those of us who are old-timers, to the 80s and the 70s, and you know.
But you know how to fix it. That's you know what, you know, it's amazing, Rudy Giuliani.
Of course I did.
Did you see this, Rudy? That New York City Council, this is with Minority Leader Joe Borelli. He is pushing to get a bill. This just sort of a sign of the times. EMS workers, he wants to supply them with body armor and self-defense training because assaults against our poor ambulance workers and EMTs are on the rise.
That's absurd. I remember we had a riot under Dinkins and they were attacking the fire trucks and the EMS trucks, and the city had to put like cages on the fire trucks so the cops, so the people who go in to put out fires to save people in their community wouldn't get killed. I mean, that's a city out of control when that happens. And you don't even care about your own people, which, of course, is what happens. I mean, you think of the increase in murders that have taken place disproportionately affects the black community. 7 out of 10, or maybe even a little more than that, of the people murdered in New York City are black. About 1 out of 10 is white. So when you hear murder going up, black people are getting slaughtered. And when you hear black politicians who want to defund the police and not do anything about it, they don't really give a damn about their own people. And when you hear murder going down, now somebody's saving black people's lives.
Yeah, you're right. And everybody wants to be safe. Everybody deserves to be safe. By the way, Rudy, did you see this? Denver is defunding police essentially to pay for the migrant crisis.
That's brilliant.
The mayor there, progressive Mike Johnson, is stripping cops' budget of almost $8.5 million.
When are we going to, we got to stop using that word progressive. You know, Democrat mayors and politicians and Biden are progressive. The way dementia is progressive.
Yeah, that's true.
You just get nuttier and nuttier, and eventually your lights go out. Well, that's the same thing with them. I mean, Biden's illness tracks his political philosophy.
Yeah, it is. And that's shocking. I mean, at a time like this where we're seeing the numbers skyrocket, to me, it is downright stunning. I want to play this comment, Rudy. This is from Mayor Eric Adams over the week. I couldn't believe he said this. We see the headlines. We see everything that's been going on in Queens. We see what's happening around the country. And he's still proclaiming New York City is like a panacea. Here it is.
New York is the safest big city in America. This is not my opinion. The stats show that. We're the safest big city in America. But when I talk about, and thank you for that. You know, you're so kind. You know, these are the facts. Look at these numbers. What's that first one? All the way on the far left. Look at the numbers and look at where we are. Safest big city in America.
Is there anybody who's buying that, Rudy Giuliani?
No. And that's a selective use of the of CompStat, which I think I know a lot better than him. He set a record last year for the most assaults in the history of the city. The city has never had more assaults than last year. It is true that homicide is down a few percent this year, although under his mayoralty, it's up overall. Same thing with shootings, down this year, but up overall. However, all crime is up. Assaults are off the charts, and so are and so is larceny, particularly, you know, against retail stores who are moving out of here, or they look like little prisons because everything, toothpaste is locked up. You do not lock up a toothpaste in the safest large city in America.
Yeah, great point. By the way, back to the Queens case. What is the result of this? The person's a minor, right? He's 16. So what do you think he's going to get?
And
do
you're going to get nothing.
Will we be able to look at his past record? I mean, bet you this isn't the first time. You don't go over to a 68-year-old woman, and this can't be the first time he's ever done this.
Hardly. I never saw a first time case. Somebody must see the first time case. I never remember seeing it. But the reality is, 3 years from now, it'll be off his record. Nobody will know about it. Nobody can inquire about it. They'll hire him and he'll kill somebody. You know, this is the history that we see, right? Like with the guy who killed officer, or now Detective Diller. The guy had 22 arrests. They start off like, you know, ones we can't even, they didn't have 22. We don't know. Juvenile arrests. You could have had 50 juvenile arrests as far as you know, who the heck knows. And so you don't even have a picture of the guy that you're sentencing. So if I get a guy at 22 years old and let's say he just raped somebody and it looks like he has never done it before, but he did it 5 times as a juvenile, I'm going to let a very, very dangerous person go free. And nobody gives a damn about the victims. That's dangerous to the innocent, decent people in New York. Very often of the same race as the criminal, because crimes tend to be within the same race. You know, it's mostly whites killing whites and blacks killing blacks. And pretty similar for Latinos. But you're just getting your own people killed. It's crazy. It's like Chicago. 55 years of Democratic rule every weekend is like Vietnam. And who's getting killed? 7, 8 out of 10 times, young black kids who don't have a future. And why the people that represent those places, including, Prince Obama, never did a damn thing about it, has got to tell you how corrupt they are.
Yeah, it's really frightening. Real quick, Rudy Giuliani, the migrant shelters, have you seen this? There was a big brawl again at Randall's Island, fighting against the cops. Then also the recent case that happened this week with Target, where they start beating the cops. Why are we not saying, let's get these people out of there?
Well, first of all, we should make the point that this is a different group of migrants than we used to. This is not... Look, I dealt with immigration for a number of years, including the Mario boat lift, the Haitian boat lift. And then when it was in more normal times, when I was mayor, and we had 400,000 illegals in New York. It's not the same group of people. No one says they're all criminals. But if you don't say they're disproportionately much more criminal than in the past, then you're really being dangerous and you're being stupid. Because the minute you open the borders the way we do now and you don't vet people, criminals are going to take advantage of that. And number two, when you have the cartels acting as the gatekeepers, they're not letting priests and rabbis in. I mean, they're making deals. They're making deals with organized crime all over the world. They're making deals with the Chinese all the time. Do you know we only ask the Chinese people who come in 4 questions? Biden took it down from 40-something questions to 4. I mean, we know China is infiltrating us left and right, and we asked them 4 questions? I mean, you might as well ask none.
Yeah, that's a joke. And how sad is that? Because, boy, are we so vulnerable right now with all the security issues.
China bought it. I think that's part of the deliverables for the, what was it, 21 million that his family got?
Yeah, there are so many questions about all the money that still, you're right, has yet to be answered. Rudy, we love you. Thank you for being here. And have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rudy. You're terrific.
Thank you. You are too. America's mayor, the greatest mayor ever of New York, the great Rudy Giuliani.